Well, good morning again. It is such a privilege to be up here sharing a message from my heart to each of yours and to be a part of this community that stays. I'm really proud to be a member of this community. The title of this talk is in the Awakening series, and it's We Are One. And of course, Spirit led Dennis to the prayer that he offered, unbeknownst to the title. And I plan to build on the recent talks by Reverend John Fredericks and by Heather Dedell over the last couple of weeks, because in our oneness, their messages and this message will be very complementary. And I'm guessing that part of Reverend John's talk could have elicited a little bit of fear in you as he said the word money. Money, 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 money.
Hopefully.
And then hopefully, John says, it did. And of course, Heather talked a lot about our mission statements and the importance of really living that statement. And she ended with an affirmation of, I awaken to and embrace my divine essence and the divine essence in all beings. And so today we're going to delve a little bit more deeply into that as we step into another part of our usual service, our statement of oneness. How many of us just say that statement every week and we don't really think a lot about those words? Yeah, right? So I thought maybe today we could think a little bit about it. And there's three kind of things that come out to me from the statement. We are one, there is no separation. So for me, those are kind of poles, right? You're either separated or you're one, and usually we're somewhere in the middle of that. Love is the way. And we travel on the love way through our hearts to know our oneness. And while we just said the statement of oneness, I didn't normally take it in completely each time we do it. And so I thought it would be helpful if we could break it down just a little bit. And we'll start with, the power of Christ love now releases me from any sense of separation or others. I said that word, didn't I? The power of Christ love. And I can see by some of your faces that Christ is one of those words, right, that tends to trigger us. And I want to share a little bit about what I hear and what I think of when I hear the word Christ. For Christ is not Jesus' last name. And as I began to prepare this talk, and I was talking with Reverend Roger, he said, yeah, and in fact, Richard Rohr just wrote a book, and it's the title of his second chapter, Christ is not Jesus' last name. I said, all right. And I bet that you'll find the truth of what Christ means by reading almost any wisdom tradition that's out there. The definition that I really like came through Master Jesus himself in a channeled work by Murdo Bain MacDonald in one of the 14 lectures he gave. And Jesus said, the Christ is the Spirit of God individualized in you. That's the whole deal. And it puts such a different spin on that word. One of the things I do when I hear Christ is I do this automatic translation in my head. So sometimes it's the Spirit of God in me, or the indwelling Spirit in me, or the divine essence in me, or whatever words that you guys feel comfortable with individually that talk about the God in you. So as I say indwelling Spirit, so we can talk about us, you may have a different word. Feel free to translate to whatever that word may be. Well, let's look into the feeling of unconditional love. And if you go back to the meditation or to a time when you've really felt that love, that's when I feel the power of God's love, my indwelling Spirit in me, is when my heart is beating. And the power of Christ's love is simply the power of God in you. When we say the word love, we say it in a lot of different contexts. In this context, it's about unconditional love. And Joel Goldsmith had a great quote on love. What he says is, love has in it no desire for return or recompense. So if what you do has any desire for reward, recognition, or gratitude, it's a trade. That's not love. And the love we're talking about is that unconditional love, that love that we've just been feeling in our hearts. So I believe that love is the way, it's the pathway we travel on to release separation. So as we want to get back to our oneness, we've got to get out of the separation. And I like to think of it as either a highway or as a pathway through the woods, it's my love way. And when I'm on it, I'm heading towards love. When I'm off of it, I'm probably in separation and headed towards fear. So we can read the first statement as the unconditional love of the individualized indwelling spirit in each of us lets us know we are one. And we can always find that. And why don't we all jump on the pathway of love? Didn't it feel good? I felt pretty good when I was in meditation. You'd think we'd want to stay there all the time, but in fact, we end up in fear. And I bet when Reverend John said money, 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 that could bring into fear. Well, there's a lot of things that actually bring into fear, and so there's two general types. One is physical fear, and hopefully, is it up? Okay. The physical fear is the fear when, for example, a lion's going to eat you. This lion almost ate me. I was standing on a bridge in Africa, and he was coming my way, and luckily I eventually got in the car, and he did not eat me. So when that physical fear happens and you feel that, take action. Take action now. Getting in the car was a good idea. So the second type of fear is more of that illusory fear, that the illusion that kind of comes from our brains when things happen and we're starting to feel fear. Maybe we go back one. Sorry, Matthew. And it's the one that, when used repeatedly, can distract and overwhelm us to the point that we feel alone. We're no longer connected to that indwelling spirit, to our divine essence. And when that happens, a lot of things happen, right? And sometimes it's not so great to be there, and sometimes it's helpful. Charles Fillmore talks about casting out fear. And Charles, he shares that fear is a habit. He says close observation will prove to anyone that his or her fears are governed by repeated thoughts, words, or experiences. And that all fear rests upon thoughts. If we can break up the foundation of those thoughts, then the fear can vanish. We are taught to fear almost from the moment we are born, to fear God, to fear evil in every form, and to seek safety at all costs. With all these fear thoughts crammed into our brains, it's no wonder the multitude of disasters foul, says Charles. Jesus taught perfect love casteth out fear. Okay. So it's one of the biggest tools of fear in our time. The 24/7 news cycle. If you want repeated over and over again amplified fear, tune in to CNN. It's got it here now. COVID-19, 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 COVID-19. Does your heart feel the same way as it felt in meditation?
No.
No, right? And that's a great thing, because now we've got a place to feel. What does our heart feel like when we feel some fear? And we can then contrast that with what we felt like in meditation. And that begins to help us kind of get a little bit of that internal GPS for how we want to go. If we're feeling separated, the best way to come back is through our hearts and to feel that love again. You know, and fear gets a little bit of a bad rap. That amplified fear is pretty hard, right? But the truth is, fear is also a huge helper for us. It's a huge helper for me. It gives me signposts for how do I get back to the love way, and it helps me find some of those things that actually I need to know, but I couldn't work out how to get to, and fear says, how about if I give you a hand on this? Good. At the same time, once I understand, it's great when you vanish. So it's simple, but it's not easy. At least it's not for me. And feeling just once what fear like feels like in my heart and what love feels like, it's not enough. For me, it's actually a practice, and it's something that I have to do over and over again and notice, how do I feel, and then decide, am I getting a lesson? Do I need to look at a signpost, or do I actually just need to start breathing and feeling back into that heart and getting back on the love way? And I certainly learned that when I'm in this distraction mode and my brain is just going and going, I have a really hard time feeling my divine essence and being in love. But when I do feel, and I feel the sensations in my body, biblically they call that getting the word in the heart. Because now your indwelling spirit's actually speaking with and to you. And the more that we can recognize that, the more we can move in the direction of love. So I found this to be particularly hard work. I started looking at my distractions. You know, I think we probably all think we have no distractions. Yeah, it was a bit embarrassing when I looked at my list, and it was extremely pervasive. So hey, how about that app, Words with Friends? Anybody play that? How many hours a day? How about if I'm binging on the 24/7 news cycle? How about if I'm just eating and I'm not paying any attention? How about if I'm judging others? Me? Judging others? Yeah, judging others. What if I'm just cracking down through a meaningless list of tasks so I get checks in my box and I feel better about it, completely distracted? I see some heads nodding, so I'm hoping I'm not the only one that's suffering from this distraction problem. You know, so I get this notion that if I could just get into silence, right, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be able to just immediately start feeling my divine essence. I'm going to be connected with God, all is well. And I'm really lucky. A friend of mine enabled me to be able to get some silent time for about 5 days a few weeks ago. And so I think I've got no expectations, and I march off to my time. And all of a sudden I realize, I've got expectations. And I'm not hearing my still small voice. I'm not hearing my divine essence. And then I start looking at my distractions. And then I'm looking at my expectations and my distractions, and all of a sudden I'm in free fall fear, right? That kind of fear that, like, my heart's beating and I can feel it coming up in me right now because now I've got this whole thing going on. So what do? I start distracting myself. And then I'm like, really? That was the way forward, was distraction? So after a bit of time, I started to breathe, and there was a singing bowl, and it was the heart tuned to the key of F, and it was the heart bowl, and I just kept doing the bowl and praying for my heart and doing the bowl and praying for my heart, and I looked out the window after I got done. Oh. Huh. Was that a different PowerPoint? Oh, go back. Go back. All right. Well, anyway, there's a picture somewhere of the tree that there's an amazing picture, which we'll see if we can find after. The tree, that must be a different version of the PowerPoint. It's fine. The tree outside my window created a heart with its branches and the snow. And that heart only stayed there for maybe 10 minutes because as the sun came and melted it, the tree went back to being a tree. And in that moment, if I couldn't find the God all around me and the God in me, that moment really brought home the truth of it. God is always with us and in us, and the signs are everywhere. And I'll find the tree after and put it up there. So, I wish I could say that one experience. I'm there. I'm talking to God all the time. My divine essence is speaking to me, but not happening. So now I practice, and I practice a lot. And I'm listening, and I'm noticing, and I'm noticing as much as I can, and I don't do it all the time. I try. And then I make a choice. I make a choice to really feel the fear, learn what it's got to say to me, and then allow it to dissipate and head back towards love. When you're feeling alone and abandoned, that's one of the times for me that fear is at its worst, and I feel the most separated. Find your way back to the love way, and you'll realize we're all here, and those heartbeats that you felt in meditation are always here. This community is always with us, no matter where we are and what day of the week it is. So that brings us to the next slide, which is the next part of our statement of oneness. There is only one presence and one power in my life and in the universe. That one is God, the good omnipotence. So let's focus on my life and in the universe. And I think we've said it a number of times now, right? It's that my life is the individualized divine spirit in me, and then universe is the spirit of God. Does that confuse anybody else? Right? So, okay, I'm God, I'm not God, I'm individual. Right? How does that actually work? So one day, what came to me was, next slide, we're all light. Right? Each one of us is a light bulb, and we're doing our best every day to shine as brightly as we can. And some days my light's super bright, and some days my light is not very bright at all. But we're shining, and we're part of that light. Now, when you add our light to the sun, which is the representative of God in my metaphor, now you add our lights all together, and you can't see the light bulbs by themselves. All you see is that light. So we are that light, that individual, individuated, indwelling spirit, as a part of God. And that helped me to think about no separation. So the second part of our statement yet again affirms we are one God, the good omnipotent, and there is no separation. So part of what happens for me when we say that statement of oneness each week is if I've been off balance in the week and I've started to lose my connectedness, when I say that statement, I come back to that oneness. The separation shifts. I know that we are one. I know that love is the way. And as I walk on that love way through my heart, I get back to that oneness with all of you. So I've got an affirmation for the week. I'll read it to each of you first, and then we can read it together. And if you want, you can put your hand on your heart. I slow down and feel into my heart. I know that we are one. We can say it together. I slow down and feel into my heart. I know that we are one. So now that we've traveled on the love way through our hearts, I bet we all know that we are one. And maybe we can say our statement of oneness one last time so that we can feel it, maybe in a different way than we felt it the first time we said it today. The power of Christ's love now releases me from any sense of separation from spirit or others. There is only one presence and one power in my life and in the universe. That one is God, the good omnipotence. And so it is. Amen.